Welcome to Edge of the Rabbit Hole. We have a brand new rabbit pellet coming for you here this Monday. And I'm, of course, Mike Ricksecker, author and ghost story. With me, as always, Vanessa Hogel, my co-hostess, psychic medium, and many other things as well. So what we're going to be talking about today is our paranormal bucket list. And not just, you know, a whole list of different places that we'd like to go. But we're going to get into exactly why we want to go, because it gets very specific. So, Vanessa, I'm going to go ahead and let you start. This was your wonderful idea, so go for it.
Thank you. I guess I really want people, because we always hear everyone say, well, this is my bucket list. This is my bucket list item. But nobody ever says why. So you have to assume it's just because, well, they think it'd be a cool place to go. And I have to say, I'm being very honest, that isn't the case for me by any stretch of the imagination. I put a lot of thought and a lot of soul searching into places I would want to investigate and why I would want to go there. And I think my first one, my number one bucket list place, would probably really surprise people. And that's because I really want to go to Auschwitz.
Now, there's a lot of dark, sad energy there. Why would you want to go to Auschwitz as number one?
As my number one, what a lot of people don't know is I am German. I am third generation American. My grandpa, he was born in 1894, I believe is what it was. He was first generation American from Prussia. And so his parents, my uncles and everything before him were born over there, and they escaped that life. And they came here for a better life. And they were able to give that to their family in this country, with my grandfather being the first one born here. And it always bothered me where my family from that side came from, what they had to go through to leave it, and what was left behind when they left. And knowing what we know now about history and those who were forced to commit atrocities or had to witness atrocities or partake in anything that would be considered inhuman, you know, that I feel like with my ancestry, and with my family backing me, because my grandpa had special gifts, that for any of those lost souls over there in Auschwitz that were victims of that, that maybe, just maybe, I might be able to offer a little bit of peace, a little bit of solace, so that I could tell them that at least from my family's point of view, that never should have happened, and that it was something that if there would be any way to go back and change time, that every one of us would.
Yeah, I truly believe that. You know, a lot of the German people back then, I mean, did not agree with that policy. And the ones that did, many of them were brainwashed with the propaganda that was out there. You know, it was, you know, really a select few that went down that path, that just had that absolute evil nature to commit those atrocities. You know, and I believe a lot of the just German citizenry had no idea what was truly going on.
I agree completely. I truly do. And knowing what I know of my grandfather, I never got to meet him. He passed before I was ever born. But knowing what I know of him, I know that those feelings, that those acts that were committed from his countrymen would have never been anything he would have supported or his family would have supported. And it might seem, you know, really kind of naive to think that I could go over there and actually do some good, but I would love to try. And no one else need ever know about it. That's solely for me and my soul to connect with them and their souls.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my number one bucket list item. Want to hear my number two?
Fantastic. Well, let me do a number one, and
you do your number one.
Then we'll get to your number two, and I'll do my number two. Okay. Yeah, I do feel where you're coming from on that. You know, I have a lot of German in my background, you know, they're common everyday people, and certainly would, you know, we're not on board with all those atrocities. This is difficult for me, actually, trying to pick a number one, because there's so many different places I want to go for a variety of different reasons. But keeping with the familial reasons, you know, Loch Ness in Scotland, and not that I'm going to go try and track down the Loch Ness monster, but there's Castle Grant that's out there. But that whole area is steeped with my ancestry on the Grant side, which married into the Ricksecker side and all that. So it comes from my grandfather's side. But I've always had this connection to that part of the world. And Vanessa, I know we've talked about this before. I think it came up on one of our Edge of the Rabbit Hole shows that you saw something that was between two land masses, that this north-south body of water. And,
yes.
There is that between Ireland and the UK. And I believe that there is something from a past life where I was over there and I left something for a future self of mine to go find. So I want to explore over there and see if I could possibly find something, like maybe just walking onto the land. Maybe it'll spark a past memory and I will go find whatever this mysterious thing is.
I agree. And excuse me. How amazing would it be if it was a book?
Well, yeah.
How amazing would it be if it was a book?
It would tie right in. And I believe it probably is something of a written nature, that it's not just some trinket. Absolutely. Or whatever, that I actually wrote something in this past life.
Leather-bound.
Leather-bound, probably a journal of some sort. And, you know, whatever it is, it's something that I meant to chronicle and to pass on to future generations. And I need to find it so that I can add to it from this lifetime and pass it on to the next one.
Absolutely. I can totally see it. I have seen it. And I agree with you completely. I truly do. And it's funny because I'm kind of with you on the past life connectivity here with my number two.
All right. What's your number two?
Vlad's Castle.
All right.
Yes. And not for the romantic reasons that people seem to think, you know, because there is, let's face it, Vlad is kind of, you know, he's the image that brought forth Dracula, and you know, it's been romanticized over the centuries, and it's just one of those things that people look at with a certain air of mystique. And I do not by any stretch of the imagination. I do believe that I have a connection. I've stated this many times on many different shows about my connection with him, even getting something from the thrift store here in Southwest Oklahoma City, of all places, that actually had the Romanian shipping tag with his face embossed on it. Covered in 2 inches of dust. And yet it ended up in my hands, and I still own it today. But the reason I want to go there is, all of the romanticism aside, all of that feeling that we get when we think of him aside, I have a very strategic brain. I have a very analytical mindset. I am absolutely fascinated by what made him tick as a leader and as somebody considered to be a force to be reckoned with. I know that it was brutal, some of his acts. I know the way that he did things seem so far outside what we would even deem remotely human by our standards today. But I'm also aware that we weren't living back. We didn't know what it took to survive. We didn't know what it took to protect your countrymen. We can't understand in our own mindset today what life was like. And I feel like to a certain degree I might have been a part of that back then, and that I supported it, and I want to go back there and find out why.
Well, I could certainly understand that conflict, because you're right, he was very brutal. And you know, that is definitely, I mean, I'm going to say it's a bucket list item. It's hard to order these things, but that's always an interest of mine, is that area. I have a Hungarian background on my mother's side, and that whole area back then, I mean, who knows exactly where all the borders were. I mean, right now it's in Romania, but there was a lot of you know, Hungarian influence there, you know, with the Hunyadi family and all that back then. But, you know, you could make a case that, you know, Vlad was, I mean, he was protecting Europe from invasion by the Ottomans. And so there was a lot of duplicity there between him and the Sultan, and things even, you know, going back to his father, when his father was still alive. So you could make a case that although it was brutal, you know, Vlad had done a number of things to protect the entire rest of the continent from those invasions. So, yeah, it's definitely an area that I want to get back into as well. But I got to pick another different number two. Yeah, because I'd definitely love to spend a lot of time over there with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in the entire region, not just the Caspian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, the entire region. You have to investigate all of that throughout Romania, throughout Hungary. I mean, you could even get to Elizabeth Báthory up there and investigate some things with her.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, all of those areas back then, so steeped with a rich history. Good call.
Absolutely.
So I'm actually going to come back to America for my number two. You know, and that's the Vlad's Castle and all that's probably like a real number two. This might be like a 2.5.
Okay.
But the Anasazi ruins, Chaco Canyon, really, really interesting part of Native American culture. It's really mysterious because you have all of these ruins that are out there, and they only have like a fraction of them uncovered. You know, they would uncover it and bury it again because, you know, they don't want to leave it out there to the elements. It's so much to upkeep. But very mysterious as to who these people were and where they went. They really just don't know. But they were very spiritual beings. They did a lot of the things that other parts of the world did, as far as like all the different celestial timekeeping that they did and things like that. And it's a very, very interesting, mysterious part of our country that a lot of people just don't get out to, like the whole Four Corners area, because essentially it's out there in the desert. People don't really want to tour out in the desert, but it's a really mysterious part of our Native American history here. You know, we come from, yes, our ancestors come from out in Europe and all that, but I consider myself an American. So, you know, let's try to discover, you know, what really happened in our country here. And I think that holds a big key to a lot of, and you know, the Hopi have a lot of legends associated around Chaco Canyon and, you know, who the Anasazi were, but we really don't know the truth. So I'd love to get there and see if we can uncover some clues.
No, I think that would be wonderful. That's something that I'd actually never even really considered. And I mean, I do have Indian ancestry, you know. I mean, I do. My grandmother, her father, his name was Thomas Bogus, and he was full blood Cherokee.
Well, there you go.
Yes. My mother's father was German. My mother's mom's father was Indian. So it's, and then he, and the woman that he married was Irish. and English. So, I mean, I'm just big old Heinz 57, but yeah, that's, there is a lot of that I believe that, you know, given half a chance, we both could really investigate and document and show a great deal of respect to, And that's the one thing that I think is really important when you think of these bucket lists, when you think of these places that you really want to go, you have to question yourself. Don't question others, question yourself. Why? Why do you want to seek out these places? What are your intentions in going to them? What do you plan on doing with the information? And especially when you're talking about Native American sites, you really have to think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't go to these places as a tourist. I'm not there just to take some photographs and throw them up on Instagram. There's a lot deeper reasons. There's, you know, those histories and mysteries of the world that we're still, you know, we're uncovering new information today and discovering that there's a history that we are unaware of, that we're just slowly starting to discover and bring forth to the world. And a lot of people, you know, might call it, you know, pseudoscience or pseudohistory and what have you these days, you know, but decades or hundreds of years ago, they called it that then, and now we consider it our truth. But I think there's still even deeper truths that we have yet to uncover. And so that's a big part of what we're doing, you know, when we go out to these, what we call bucket list places, is that we're there for more than just being a tourist and taking some photographs. We're there to actually experience the location and discover what secrets may lie within.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, to honor those yes. who were here long before us. There are teachers. There are teachers. We just have to learn to listen a little bit.
Yeah, they're still teaching us to this day.
They're still teaching us to this day, not unlike a kid in high school. Every now and then you gotta put down the pencil and listen. And that's, I think that's really important. And that's what I would love to do with these locations. Slowly but surely ticking them off. But it might be a bit to get to these top two, but gonna do it.
And I know, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And since it seems like some of these are overlapping, we might just have to go there together. So
I think that sounds like a hell of a plan.
There you go. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for our rabbit pellet for this Monday. Please go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Haunted Road Media, youtube.com/Haunted Road Media, so you can get the full Edge of the Rabbit Hole episodes out there. And then, of course, we do the rabbit pellets on whichever podcast platform you're listening to. Please be a follower for us out there on those podcast platforms as well. So, Vanessa, I think that will do it.
Sounds good.
Till next time.